Because Matthew, what would you want to know about these charges of tyranny and oppression?
What I want you to tell me.
That you don't already know. I'm before this very court on bogus charges of incitement. You know, they're paying Trinidadian lawyers millions of dollars to prosecute me in the court. The director of public prosecution does not know enough law to conduct a preliminary inquiry into the charges of incitement, so it's passed, a fiat is given to lawyers from Trinidad to come in at significant expense to the state. And I've been before the court on that matter for 4 years. The DPP doesn't know anything about Nolly prosecuting that case or quashing that case under the constitutional provisions that she invoked when she quashed the case against the 15 ministers of government of the Dominican Labour Party government that were charged treating in the elections. So what is new about this bogus nonsense? I'm walking in the roads. I have a constitutional right to move. I have freedom of movement under the Constitution. I have freedom of assembly, freedom of association. I have freedom of expression under the Constitution. And the Constitution says that none of these rights, the enjoyment of none of these rights, can be restricted by anything other than reasonable restrictions in the interest of defense, in the interest of public safety, in the interest of public morality, in the interest of the public order, in the interest of public health. None of those clearly spelled out in the Constitution as areas in which the enjoyment of these fundamental rights can be restricted apply to me walking from one point in Rosa to the next. But that's why I'm in court today. You have a whole army of police officers ringed around the compound, blocking access to people who have legitimate business. So they will lose income for the entire day that the police are here. Why? Lennox Linton is in court. Afi Mata is in court. So they must come and dare the court compound and restrict access to the court. An open court, by the way. An open court. Who gives them the authority to restrict access to open court? Nobody knows. But the barricades are up. What do you want to know, Curtis Matthew? This, don't you think we're living in a dictatorship right now, Curtis Matthew?
I want to know, Mr. Linton, yes. Will you continue on these walks that you all have started since April?
You want to ask me that question again?
I want to ask you, as I've asked before, will you all continue on the walk? Will you continue?
I will continue walking.
You'll continue walking, sir.
I'll continue to enjoy the right of freedom of movement in Dominica, because that's what the Constitution of 1978 provides.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.